This hour, the NASDAQ is down roughly 0.5% or 136 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, offering investors choices, like self-directed investing to full-service wealth management all in one place. Committed to helping investors in any life stage with their investing goals. More at Schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the KU School of Music, presenting Studio 76, celebrating music from 1976, featuring artists such as ABBA, Fleetwood Mac, Heart, and more, May 1st, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center. More at music.ku.edu. They have the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, a short waltz from The American Souvenirs by Samuel Barber. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jeff Watson, and more classical music is in store for you as we enter the afternoon hours. Coming up, we've got the Vienna Brahms Trio for chamber music by Robert Schumann and his fantasy piece for piano, violin, and cello. And later still, the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony will bring us an orchestral suite written originally for a child's Christmas play called Where the Rainbow Ends, from music from Roger Quilter. That's on the way on KPR. Next up is the New Zealand Chamber Orchestra, conductor Nicholas Braithwaite, and they'll all help us get acquainted with the Morris Dance, an English group dance involving handkerchiefs, sticks, bells, and a good deal of stepping. Stepping to tunes of the kind, presented for us next by Gustav Holst, Morris Dance Tunes, on Kansas Public Radio. From Gustav Holst, Morris Dance Tunes, performed by the New Zealand Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas Braithwaite, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:24, and in the second half of the hour, we've got some music from another English composer by the name of Roger Quilter and a suite originally written for a child's play called Where the Rainbow Ends, the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony, along with us in just a bit here on Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KC Civic Orchestra, presenting Musical Paradise, featuring UMKC Choirs and Village Presbyterian Chorus, April 26th at 3 p.m. at Helsburg Hall. Open to the public. More at kccivic.org. And Soulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. Here on the KU campus, we've got sunny skies and 67 degrees at the moment. Today, a high of 76. A little bit breezy, and tonight, mostly clear, low of 54. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, with a high of 79. Got something for you now, a performance by the Vienna Brahms Trio, with chamber music written by Robert Schumann in his productive chamber music year of 1842. His fantasy piece for piano, violin, and cello, Opus 88, next on KPR. Music by Robert Schumann in his fantasy piece for piano, violin, and cello, played by the Vienna Brahms Trio, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where students engage in hands-on learning and research, preparing graduates for real-world challenges that contribute to communities across Kansas and beyond. More information at k-state.edu. From the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us on a Monday afternoon. Public Radio is the beating heart of our community, delivering the stories, music, and news that keep us connected. On Tuesday, April 28th, during One Day, One KU, we'll be raising money for KPR's News Fund. To help, visit kansaspublicradio.org on Tuesday, April 28th. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on KC Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at KC Farm School. Dot org. Next, we have music composed in 1911 by Roger Quilter, an English composer who wrote the following orchestral suite for a child's Christmas play in 1911. It's a fantasy story that follows the journey of four children and a pet lion traveling on a magic carpet to rescue their parents. This is called Where the Rainbow Ends. Adrian Leeper in the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony on KPR. An orchestral suite written in 1911 by Roger Quilter, part of a children's play, a suite called Where the Rainbow Ends, with Adrian Leeper leading the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News, followed by another hour of the classics, where we'll have Rimsky-Korsakov's Fantasy for Violin and Orchestra, a little music by Beethoven, Pleyel, and Jean-Francais, all ahead here on a Monday afternoon. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Beethoven and a march from his opera Fidelio, performed by the Budapest Symphony on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and some more classical music is in store for you. This 1 p.m. hour will bring us Mozzafiato and a string sextet from an Austrian composer and student of Franz Josef Haydn, Ignaz Josef Pleyel. We've got his music coming up, along with the London Symphony, and for oboe and orchestra, a little something for you called The Flower Clock by Jean-Francais. That's all ahead on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting the 39th season finale Spring Enchantment Concert on Thursday, April 30th, with a pre-concert talk at 6:30. Details at kcchamberorchestra.org. Next up is the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg. We've got something written by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov in 1886, a concert fantasy for violin and orchestra, based on a pair of Russian folk tunes, whose titles translate roughly to I Am Tired of the Night and The Young Girl Went Walking in the Little Wood. Here's violinist Aaron Rozan, Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, and conductor Louis de Framon on KPR. From 1886, Concert Fantasy for Violin and Orchestra, composed by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. We listen to violinist Aaron Rozan and the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, led by Louis de Framon on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:20, and still to come is the London Symphony Orchestra. They'll have for us a short suite for oboe and strings, something for you known as The Flower Clock by composer Jean-Francais, on the way on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Chicago, a universal tale of fame, fortune, and all that jazz. Tuesday, April 28th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And the Topeka Symphony, presenting the music of John Williams, a composer of movie scores such as Star Wars, Jaws, Schindler's List, and more. Saturday, May 2nd. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. Here on the KU campus, it is 67 degrees, today a high of 76, breezy and sunny skies. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-50s, and tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high of 79. We have some chamber music now from an Austrian composer of the 19th century and student of Franz Josef Haydn, music of one Ignacio Sepleal, who was an occasional composer who distinguished himself mainly in the business side of the musical world, owning both a music publishing business and a piano manufactory. But he did compose the following arrangement for strings, a sextet in E-flat major. Charles Nydick will lead the ensemble Mozzafiato on Kansas Public Radio. Sextet in E-flat major for winds by Ignacio Sepleal of Austria, performed by the ensemble Mozzafiato, led by Charles Nydick on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now 1:42, news from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour, with classical music to continue till 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, Kansas, hosting the Flint Hills Festival on Saturday, May 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring live entertainment, vendors, children's activities, and more. Details at flinthillsdiscovery.org. And Soulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan, in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. We have something next for oboe and orchestra by French composer Jean Francais, something he composed in 1959. A little suite for oboe that's based on the work of the Swedish botanist Linnaeus, who developed the standard scientific method for organizing plants by genus and species. This is a little something representing different flowers and their time of year for blooming. It's known as the flower clock. We'll hear oboist John Delancey with the London Symphony, led by André Previn, next on KPR. Written in 1959, music by Jean Francais for oboe and orchestra, called The Flower Clock. John Delancey played oboe alongside the London Symphony, conducted by André Previn here on KPR. Stay tuned next for NPR News. A bit more classical music still to come.
How do you find on All Things Considered from NPR News?
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Chicago, A Universal Tale of Fame, Fortune, and All That Jazz. Tuesday, April 28th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Glenn Diaz, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's by the Polish violin virtuoso and composer Heinrich Wieniawski. Concert Polonaise, performed by violinist Bela Banfalfi and the Budapest Strings on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and I've got a little bit more classical music before All Things Considered arrives at 3 p.m. We've got music for flute and piano, variations on tunes by Rossini put together by Friedrich Chopin, and a gorgeous serenade for strings by the Italian composer Manuel Ferrari. That's a bit later, here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat-and-eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup on Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at MasellisOnline.com. We have got the London Philharmonic, led by Matthias Bamert, next, and something for you by the composer Charles Hubert Parry, 19th-century English composer and second head of England's Royal College of Music. Some symphonic variations next on KPR. London London Philharmonic, conducted by Matthias Bamert, and Symphonic Variations in E Minor by English composer Sir Charles Hubert Perry on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:25 now, and still to come, is the Ensemble I Solisti Italiani and an Italian serenade for string orchestra from composer Amano Wolf Ferrari. That's on the way in about 7 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And Pines Garden and Market, offering porch pots, planters, hanging baskets, and flowers to celebrate mothers across the KPR listening area. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. On the KU campus at the moment, sunny skies and 74 degrees, high today around 76. Tonight mostly clear, breezy, and lows around 54, and tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 79. We're in the company next of flutist Elizabeth Mann and at piano Garrick Olson. Together they'll bring us Variations from Rossini, put together by Friedrich Chopin on Kansas Public Radio. Variations on themes of Rossini, music by Friedrich Chopin, played by flutist Elizabeth Mann, and at piano Garrick Olson, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is about 2:34 now, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. A quick question for you. Do you happen to have an old car or truck that is just taking up space in your garage? You can skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll take care of everything. We'll pick it up, and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. On Tuesday, April 28th at noon, Kansas Public Radio is going to start raising funds during One Day, One KU. Visit kansaspublicradio.org Tuesday and Wednesday to support KPR and help us meet the challenge. Tonight, mostly clear skies, breezy, a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's going to be sunny, a high of 79, and breezy with 30-mile-an-hour winds. Tomorrow night, becoming cloudy with lows around 55, and looks like our next best chance in the forecast for showers. Looks like it'll happen on Thursday. What we have for you next is the Ensemble I Solisti Italiani, a gorgeous serenade for a string orchestra by the Italian composer Ermanno Wolf Ferrari. That's next on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade for String Orchestra by Italian composer Ermanno Wolf Ferrari, performed by I Solisti Italiana on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. now, and ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight, catch classical music between 7 and 8 p.m., and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. I'll step outside and bid you good afternoon. Thanks for joining me for Classics on a Monday afternoon, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Tonight we should have mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow looks like it'll be sunny and breezy, with a high of 79. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm, connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at kcfarmschool.org.